Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Little C-note here, Cowboys news of the evening. Have a couple of Dak cuts. He was talking as he's hosting a youth football camp. Segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Going into 2024 here, just a couple of weeks from camp, where's your optimism level with Dak as a top quarterback? And where's your confidence level that a deal gets done? 877-881-1053. Go ahead and text in. Of course, you probably won't do the 6 o'clock sound off because Woolchuck's here. He always gets mad at the callers and rants.
You know what? I will say,
the door. Yeah.
The last time was better. So if we need to do a 6 o'clock sound off this week, okay, as long as they're bringing the passion and the energy, I'm okay with it. But I'll let them know when they are just doing a crap job.
For now, just the thoughts here via the text line. And please leave your name and city you're texting from. First cut here on where negotiations stand. Here's your quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I mean, there's been conversations back and forth, but for the most part, for me, as y'all know, I've been letting my agent do that, especially as we get right here into training camp. Day one of training camp, my mind flips to just obviously helping my team and just doing everything I can within the organization and on the football field to make sure that I'm my best and everyone around me is their best, and the money and all that would take care of itself as it always has.
You know, I have so many thoughts and angles you could take this. I think that's great leadership, though. I think that's what a veteran understands by the time he's 30 and he's gone through this a couple of times is that, you know, these things play out over a long period of time and you can, you know, put yourself in a bad mental spot going into a season if you're, you know, focused on the money, because it can get frustrating dealing with, you know, billionaires who are not only good at negotiating, but they enjoy it. Like this is the game to them. So if you're squirming or anything, you're kind of playing into their hands. Plus the maturity and the experience at this point, I think maybe some of his teammates could take note of that, you know, kind of chill.
I think
CD,
the contract negotiations will affect CD more than will affect Dak.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's clear.
I think Dak has gotten really good at taking things that are difficult in his life and just putting them aside.
Yeah.
And he will never, now maybe inside he's, you know, it bothers him, but you would never, ever know it.
He's got that CEO grace about him. Business management.
Yeah. The longer this goes for CeeDee Lamb, the harder it is going to be for him.
And you know what? It's fair. Because Dak's been there, done that, right? CD's trying to look for his first payday.
Yeah.
And Dak's also bet on himself, and he's won.
And his whole life.
Yes, absolutely. But he's won financially in the NFL. And he knows, hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to perform. I was just runner up for MVP and Cowboy fans and for the Cowboys. Yep. If we don't get it done, which, hey, we'll believe it when we see it. That's kind of where we're at right now as a fan base. But some other team's going
to
pay me.
Yeah, you grew up a lot from like 24 to 31. There's a lot to be said for that. And then, you know, CeeDee's next check changes his whole outlook on life.
No doubt.
Dak's already there. Right. Like, your next checks don't make you able to now go get a house. You've been able to do that now for 4 years. You could get a house on in every country in the world, you know, where CeeDee's waiting to enter that world. And I could definitely see getting a little impatient.
Yeah, Dak is built for this. I don't know if CeeDee is built for the holdout. Because how emotionally he can get.
Well, I think he is built for the holdout because of that emotional factor. You know,
I think if the Cowboys, the harder the negotiations to me is going to be Dak, because the Cowboys have gone through this one already. CeeDee is going to find a way to, like, why can't we get this done?
Let's get it over with.
He is going to be a pain in the ass for his agent because it's going to be, the longer it goes, the more he's going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas Dak, we just said it earlier in the show, Dak wakes up every day, turns on TV, and they're talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's built for this.
Yeah, you got a quarterback that there is zero risk of him missing any training camp. You know he's going to be there.
Sure.
Which is a beautiful thing to have. CeeDee, yeah, he's probably going to try and not be there, and he's going to wait until that thing gets done. I do think that CeeDee gets done at camp.
Dak will always do things to get the fan base to back him. He will find a way to get to make it look like, well, hey, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's that group, Stephen Jones, Adam Pacifica, Todd Williams, Jerry Jones, all those guys over there, that's who you need to be mad at. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at them.
I got CeeDee's back. I would just like it if he had his team's back, like in the playoffs, like during the first and second series when he's already jammed up and it's taking him out of his game.
That upset you.
I need better focus, you know, from my best player. But, I mean, he's so dang good. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm not messing around with that at all. No. And I'm kind of thinking, guys, we don't want that CeeDee. Okay, if we spend a year with CeeDee jammed up because we haven't paid him and he's not able to play at the highest level, we have to look at that as well as a part of our return on investment. Here's more a Dak Prescott. He kind of cleared the air on why he was photographed in that walking boot as he was getting around on vacation.
Yeah, I'm great. Honestly, I'm getting older. It's the same ankle, right, that I snapped and had a nasty surgery on 4 years ago. So, a couple of hard days of training, and you know, you get a little sore, and then you're going on a fishing trip, and you want to protect it and make sure that things don't get worse. So, literally, it's absolutely nothing. That's why I said people are reaching, trying to make things that they aren't. I'm getting older. Have to take care of my body. Have to be smart. And if I can take precautions and lessening something by putting on a boot, I'm gonna do it. And so, sorry that it caused such a whirlwind.
I've never heard him sound so Cajun. Maybe you guys have heard that all along, but when he was like, go, so.
You're picking up on, like, the dialects today.
I'm listening a little differently, I think.
Yeah.
Does he sound Louisiana to you?
It's funny because the people down in South Louisiana sound a lot more Cajun than the people from North Louisiana.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, some of the words, the dialect, yeah, you got it.
You can get that a little bit.
A little bit.
Assuming a deal would get done here, where do you get optimism that this next contract can be different than his first two? What would need to happen?
It's not
going to be. Are you going in with full cynicism right now?
Oh, no. He's going to get, if they sign the contract, it's going to be damn close to what he wants. You know?
Yeah.
He's not going to lose on this one. He's got every bit of leverage that he can, you know, that you can have. He's got a no trade. You know, he's got no franchise tags hanging over his head. Nah, he's actually sitting pretty right now. And he also, in the back of his mind, he goes, these guys have buckled on contracts before. They buckled on players. I mean, this is not a very advantageous situation for the front office here of the Dallas Cowboys. They're negotiating with a little bit of a hand tied behind their back. So I don't think there's going to be any kind of deal or anything like that. So, you know, he's either going to get what he wants here or he's going to get what he wants from another organization.
If you're the front office, I mean, it's pretty much like, hey, Dak's winning regardless. Dak's going to get paid with the Cowboys, or he's going to get paid from another team. 100%, I agree with that. Yeah. From the Cowboys, maybe they are kind of looking at it like the fan base is. And it's, man, we love you. You're a really good regular season quarterback. And I know it's a team sport, and it's hard to lump all of the postseason failures on the quarterback, but that's what we do in the National Football League. Wins and losses in the playoffs have become a quarterback stat. That's the bottom line. And Dak's record isn't good. And the performances in the last three losses have been really, really bad.
Sure.
So until that changes, why should we pay you like the highest paid player in the NFL?
The only advantage Dallas could have is if in somehow that Trey Lance looks like this summer that he could be the starting quarterback in 2025.
Get you a little leverage like that.
That's Dallas's leverage right there, because what's going to happen is they're going to try to get ahead of the quarterback game by going out and getting Trey Lance.
Yeah.
But if Trey Lance goes out there and pees down his leg and he doesn't look any good, then all bets are off. I mean, Dak is betting that their desperation, they'll be desperate.
I've never seen this team go away from any sort of proven above average, you know? So I expect him to do a new deal with Dak and Mike McCarthy. I think it's, you know, part of a winning formula, and Jerry wouldn't want to risk not having a quarterback as he, you know, is moving well into his 80s.
Well, there's some other thing, an advantage that the Cowboys have, and that is the willingness of teams, other teams, to give up on their quarterbacks. There used to be a time and place 20 years ago where quarterbacks didn't move, but now they move. Like, Hall of Fame quarterbacks move from organization to organization. So the one advantage that the Cowboys have is, like, if we strike out on Dak and Lance, that we could go and get a Kirk Cousins somewhere. You know, we could go get a Baker Mayfield, or we can, you know, we could find another guy.
At a pretty significant discount compared to what the top of the market is. 682, CD is good, not great, so why pay great money? I think he is great.
I think he's great, too.
The games that he put together last year were just unbelievable.
I think he's great. I think you're wrong about that.
469, what planet are you living on, Brian? The fan base doesn't want Dak here. I think there are a lot of fans. I don't know what the percentage is. I think it's higher than ever, but there are still so many millions of people that believe in Dak Prescott, and that millions of people is going to do tons of business for the Cowboys.
This is so funny when people say that, but because I every day you could say something about Dak and somebody is going to say you're full of S.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. One way or another, whatever you say about Dak Prescott, you are going to have the other side. So, sir or ma'am, really, you're not looking at my mentions every day, because you say something about that quarterback, you are going to piss off a certain segment of the fan base, one way or another.
Yeah, I remember the time I said I thought he was pretty dang good. Somebody came after me.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing, man? You homer, dude. Oh, you know. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Cowboys front office is in a gunfight with a butter knife as far as contract negotiation standpoint. They are not good at it. You know, I just want them to understand that the reason Kansas City can win, even though its offense was statistically worse, is they built a fantastic defense. You know, and I think if you want to win, you got to get a defense and a running game going and then lean on your quarterback to make the plays. I think Dak is good enough to do that. But I just don't think the Cowboys front office is good enough. Mike's won a Super Bowl. I think Dak took his team to number one in college without any other NFL players
on it. Any other players, yep.
I mean, he's made the playoffs for you 3 years in a row. He's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think it's the front office that's just not good enough. They don't even know what the roadmap looks like to get to a Super Bowl. They've been in this conservative cap management era like it's 15 years ago in the NFL, and you know the way to build a winner massively changed, and they're still sitting there looking at an old playbook from the front office perspective. So until a guy from that chair shows me something different, they've pivoted before. They don't pivot often, but they pivoted to this from recklessness. I mean, Jerry was reckless. So Steve was like, Dad, we can't keep doing this. Yeah. We're running the organization into the ground. So they've gotten better. But the ceiling on this approach is like an 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That's why they keep getting their ass kicked in the playoffs. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it's time now for Woolchuck Sports Hodgepodge. What do you have in mind, buddy?
Yeah, Joey Jaws is a man of his word. LeBron and an AI Bucky song that you've got to hear. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.